from KQED.
At a clinic in San Francisco's Tenderloin neighborhood, a man named George, neatly combed gray hair, a crisp, short-sleeved shirt, sits at a computer wearing plastic gloves.
Gloves? So the cosmic dust doesn't get on my hand.
George can see my voice, he tells me.
It looks like yellow with light pinkish color.
Have you always seen those?
Yeah. Have you? Would you like to?
I don't know. Is it a good thing?
Yes, you can understand every life in general better.
You feel like you understand things other people don't?
Of course. Makes you superior.
Schizophrenia means, literally, split mind. The division between what seems real and what most other people would agree is real. It's unsettling. Sophia Vinogradoff is a psychiatrist and researcher at UCSF and the San Francisco VA Hospital. She says psychiatry has long focused on the parts of schizophrenia that scare people. Delusions and hallucinations.
They're very visible. You can see them. They're right there in your face. And they're frightening. They're frightening for the person who has them, and they're frightening for society.
She says that's why antipsychotic drugs, which were developed in the 1960s, seemed like such a breakthrough. Until then, nothing had worked to remove the voices from people with schizophrenia.
Remember, up until that point, we had wrapping them in wet towels, locking them in a padded cell, right? Frontal lobotomies. I mean, what did we have when antipsychotic medications did evolve and they did reduce psychotic symptoms? You know, it was like the heavens had opened.
But the drugs came with powerful side effects. They left some people virtually comatose. Even the more modern versions can cause serious weight gain. That's one reason people with schizophrenia are twice as likely to die of cardiovascular disease. And in recent years, scientists have started to ask, maybe the voices are just a symptom of something else. Here's Vika Sohal, a researcher at UC San Francisco.
If someone came to you with cancer and they said, you know, my back is hurting, I'm tired, I have headaches, okay, there's all these different things, but that's not really what cancer is. Cancer is this group of cells, you know, in the body that are dividing uncontrollably.
In other words, maybe giving antipsychotics to a person with schizophrenia is a bit like giving painkillers to someone with cancer. It might help, but it's not getting at the cause. Sohal and others believe schizophrenia might be better defined as a dementia that hits young people, networks in the brain that slowly degrade. And you can see this, they say, in studies that show people with schizophrenia struggling with basic tasks, understanding what they've read, for example, or tuning out distractions. Again, Sophia Vinogradoff.
They are walking down the street trying to have a conversation, and their brain is being flooded with the sound of the door slamming, the airplane going overhead, and the brain is starting to process all of that information as if it has meaning and is something the brain needs to pay attention to and needs to do something about.
Maybe that's what gives rise to hallucinations. The mind is seeking explanations for all that extra data. So what if you could fix that problem? Focus on making the brain work better instead of eliminating the hallucinations. Increasingly, that's what's happening. People in the early stages of schizophrenia are often now prescribed fish oil and exercise. Drug companies are working on new medicines that target brain function.
There, move there, but see, it didn't move.
And back at the Tenderloin Clinic, Vinogradoff is leading a study to see whether the brain can be essentially retaught.
Watch.
The boy to the school.
Okay, he's going to school, see? He's in school, cutting, smoking cigarettes in the back.
The term video game is a little misleading. These are about as much fun as brushing your teeth. The idea here is to train George to tune out distractions, focus on simple instructions. Another exercise repeats a word and asks the user to click on the emotion that best describes how the word was said.
Again? Again?
The right answer is happy. A woman sitting next to George gets it wrong. The idea here isn't to replace antipsychotic drugs, at least not for everyone. Vinogradoff says there are some people whose voices or delusions are so destructive, so violent, that they need to be turned off. But for another group of people, doctors might be able to focus on a different set of questions.
Is this person able to have the kind of life they want? Are they able to have friends, to have people who they can love, who can love them back? Are they able to keep food and shelter?
The goal is to find new treatments that take aim at those answers instead of everything else. I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.